Oh, that's fantastic. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kinda Funny podcast for December, whatever today is.
14th.
Well, 14th, that's
is
right.
Is it 10th?
Well, it's the 10th, but this is going live on the 14th,
probably. Just threw out a
number. You did.
You know what, Nick? I woke up today.
It's going up on the 13th.
I woke up today after and didn't know what day it was.
Yeah.
And
I thought it was
Friday. A little bit of it is because I am behind on listening to the Dan Le Batard show.
Yeah.
And it was Thursday for them, and I was like, oh, tomorrow Friday? No, today's Tuesday.
Fuck, dude. I've been listening to the same Joe Rogan podcast episode for 5 days straight. I can't.
It's like 7 hours
it's
long.
It's so long. And it's not even his main podcast. He does an MMA podcast now because people got so tired of listening to the real one and then going like, stop talking about mixed martial arts, mm-hmm. even though he still talks about mixed martial arts on his regular podcast. But he does like one or two of those a week. And I'm like, and he gets really good guests that are like luminary trainers or ex-fighters that are now commentators. And it's just so fascinating. They get all hyped
DMT?
Up. Oh, no, they don't talk about that on that. But they do
deer jerky.
They do eat a lot of deer jerky. I'm your host, ladies and gentlemen. Greg and Tim have had a very, very busy day in the video game sphere. Hey, did you know we had another channel called Kinda Funny Games over on youtube.com/kindafunnygames? You can subscribe over there or subscribe here for this channel. I'm going to be hosting all day today. I already introduced myself, but to my immediate right is Andy Maximum Cortez. Say hello to the people. Say hello.
Hello.
Use your words. Use your words.
Do you have a question?
Hello.
Do you have it? Oh, Andy?
I was raising my hand.
Oh, okay.
I was just like, in case people want to know which one I am.
Oh, I see.
On the screen.
Two, Andy's immediate left. All the way around is, it's Christmas in December. Joey Noel.
Immediate left, but skip one.
Yeah, skip one. But I mean, are you getting the back crack?
What's up?
Yeah.
Now this is something. If you guys want to see the setup for this in the pre-show today, of course, you can be a Patreon supporter. You can see how they discuss this horrible idea. This is a bad idea. Bad idea. Oh wow.
Oh yeah. Oh my god.
He just cracked
it
all.
I wish I liked it.
I heard it and it was gross.
I don't like it.
That felt incredible.
We should have mic'd that. Yeah, maybe we'll mic it tomorrow on KFAF. How's that sound?
Because I woke up today feeling like Batman, and I got out of bed and I was just like.
Wait, Batman from the start of The Dark Knight Rises?
Where he's got no leg?
No, like Michael Keaton.
Oh, you mean you can't move your head, Batman.
I couldn't move, but yeah.
I mean, real stiff.
Had some issues with my neck/back, yeah.
I understand that.
I woke up feeling like a vigilante.
like you were fighting crime all last night, but yeah. In reality you were just editing a Borderlands video.
Yeah.
That's fair. Of course, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to watch the pre-show or if you want to support this show, you can go over to patreon.com/kindafunny, just like our Patreon supporters did for this month. Shout out to Drew Gardner. Gardner?
Gardner?
No, there's an I in there. He snuck an I in between
like
the D and the I.
It looks like Gardner, though.
A Gardner Fructis?
No, it's spelled, just look at it phonetically.
Gardner, you're right. Yes. Isn't it just Gardner? Gardner?
I mean, I'm sure there's multiple ways you're going
to spell it. Is this the English spelling? Like
maybe
they spell couleur?
Canadian.
Favor?
Mm-hmm.
Favor.
Drew, the Englishman, Gardner. Cameron, vote for me, Reagan. And Kieran and O'Donnell. No relation to Macaulay Culkin.
Did not know that's where you're going. I thought you were going to say Rosie O'Donnell.
No, I should have.
They're going to say Chris O'Donnell.
Here's how my brain works on this one. Macaulay Culkin has Kieran Culkin as his brother, mm-hmm. and I thought Kieran was Kieran. But by the time I got it out, I realized the vastness of my mistake.
That's a hard thought process to have in like half
a
second.
Well, I was
moron.
Expecting it to be just Al the Lone Tribesman. We've already come up with
the
perfection
wrong,
on that one, but
show.
We'll work on it, Drew and Cameron.
So far we have the Englishman.
Drew the Englishman, Garnier.
Vote for
Kingsman?
Me, Reagan.
Vote for Cameron, Reagan.
And Kieran O'Donnell.
Kingsman instead?
It's probably That's Reagan, actually.
The Kingsman?
I spell Reagan.
It's R-E-A.
G-A-N. So this is Reagan? Would you say vote for me, Cameron, Reagan?
Okay.
And then
Kieran O'Donnell, I've always said kill on death. Or
kill
on death.
On death,
like KOD. Mm.
I like no relation to Macaulay Culkin.
All right. That's what it is now.
I feel like most people aren't going to get that, though.
They're not at all. Because,
luckily,
Kevin, as you so rightfully pointed out, as did Joey, there's nothing to get. It's a bad joke.
Yeah.
Not well set up.
No.
Dumb.
No
Super
logic.
Dumb.
It's cool to see how your mind works.
Is it cool or is it like looking at a broken Lego set where you're like it's missing pieces, this will never be complete.
It's an empty fucking field.
Like you know when you get to the end of it and you're like I just am missing one piece and you're like this is no longer perfect.
And then you throw the whole thing in the trash can.
You call me an empty field?
Up there.
It's just one rusty car?
Yeah.
Yeah. A weed, like a tree growing out of it, but it's a useless tree.
And the Ghostbusters car, Ecto-1, doing the little drifting.
Before we talk about that, shout out to our sponsors this week. Of course, Quip, Upstart, and Trojan Brand Condoms. Woo. We'll get to those ad reads a bit later.
I wanted to talk about romaine lettuce, man.
Oh, my God.
So my good friend Caesar from Macomb just tweeted out of nowhere, romaine lettuce is always fucked up. And it's so true. I feel like we hear about these recalls.
Once every three months.
Something was
wrong with romaine lettuce. Isn't it like spinach sometimes?
It's always romaine.
It's spinach a lot of the times. The E. coli.
It seems like it's been romaine a lot lately.
Yeah, though. In the last like 5 years, the romaine outbreak has been insane.
Like spinach has been using those Trojan brand condoms.
Yeah.
And it's been safe for a long
time. Romaine has just been raw dogging it.
Exactly. It's out there just putting itself in all the dirt. You know? You know what I mean? Just putting it wherever it needs to be.
And I feel like
agreed to be on this podcast, Joey.
I did.
I feel like the diseases it's getting are always different.
It's always E. coli.
I feel like E. coli is probably.
It goes from E. coli. A little slash of cancer sometimes and then back to E. coli.
That's what I'm saying, man. Herpes.
Just little herps.
Hepatitis.
Which one is the one that koalas have? Is that herpes?
Chlamydia.
Midichlorians.
Midichlorians.
They're the Anakin Skywalker of STDs.
Joey, didn't you ask me about this weekend?
Yeah, but we'd been drinking all day, so like, who remembers?
Oh, I went. My mind went to mitochondria.
Yeah, which is
the powerhouse of the cell.
Chlamydia, you could see how.
Exactly. Macaulay Culkin, Kieran O'Donnell, you see where I'm at.
Powerhouse of the cell, all right. It's the best thing.
And for question number four, what is a powerhouse of the cell? Chlamydia.
Chlamydia, thank you, Professor. Next question.
Move on to question seven.
God damn it, so true. Listen, I want you guys to understand something about the world in which we live today. Mm-hmm. Okay. Not only is our lives awesome that we get to do this for our living, thank you everyone out there for your support. Shout out to the Patreon people that were in the pre-show. But this week we got a legitimately good trailer for a Wonder Woman movie.
It's so good.
That may or may not, I'm calling it right now, might be legitimately the first great DC movie to come out since the 1989 Batman.
Nolan made a couple of them.
You forget just since like the whole thing.
The 1989 Batman. Since the Dark
Knight. I thought you were going to correct yourself and go, since Batman and Robin.
And that movie was
thank you for appreciating Batman.
But then
and Robin.
We get this. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I come in. Boo-doo-doo. Right. Little trailer.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, is this the Stranger Things movie? They finally making a movie out of this? Mm-hmm. Finn Wolfhart, Andy from the Press.
What was the boo-doo-doo? What's that?
I'll get
you're
to
talking
that
about a different one.
No. I'm talking about the right one. Same one.
Okay.
Okay. You're like, is that Finn Wolfhart with his head on? Right, and then who's this girl? And then they're in
his
town.
He's got his head on.
He's got the big mop.
He usually
where it's
has
like,
his head off.
Where it's like the hair is what I meant. Shut up.
Yeah.
And it's really long.
You realize you moved over from Wonder Woman to Ghostbusters.
Yes.
Yeah. He's crafting a narrative.
I'm telling you, we got a bunch of trailers this week that are awesome.
Stay with
me, everyone.
He's
it's okay.
Crafting. I'm
okay. I know that Finn Wolfhard's not in Wonder Woman. That we know of. He might be. I don't know. If he has a great agent, that's amazing.
They brought Chris Pine back. Who
what I'm saying is they look over and it's scary. What's in the well? It looks like a horror movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's scary.
And Finn Wolfhard's in that weird other horror movie.
I don't
so
watch
maybe
it.
That's just his beat.
Listen, here's what I'm going to say right now. Mm-hmm. It's fucking Stranger Things, Ghostbusters, or Get the Fuck Out with Finn Wolfhard.
What about It? You don't like It?
Finn, you're trying to fucking do It? Shut up. He wasn't in It. It was the other kid.
Yeah, he's pretty good in It.
Was he in It?
Yeah. He was.
Oh, Hader. He was the main kid. I was thinking of the guy Bill Hader plays when he was a kid. That's
he?
Right. He was good in
that
It.
That was good in it.
Yeah,
that was him.
Yeah.
No, the other Bill Hader is played by the other kid. Finn Wolfhard, isn't he James McAvoy's character?
No, McAvoy's character
is the other boy.
Is the main character.
Who's the kid with the stutter that's kind of a wuss?
Yeah, I don't know who he is, but like
Richie?
That's Stranger Things.
that's a completely other guy.
No.
All I'm saying is this. You tell me that Jason Reitman's picking up the mantle where his father left off, and mm-hmm. he's gonna undo the sin that was done by Paul Feig back in the day. I say yes, but I'm cautiously optimistic. And then I see the Ecto-1 come out in that little teaser, and I was like, okay, you got me. It's not cool, this shot on the planet, but it looks like a little temp shot that you put together to get people hyped. I'm hyped. Then the trailer comes. It feels like Ghostbusters. It sounds like Ghostbusters. They play a little from Ghostbusters. That's how I did with that.
Oh.
And it's phenomenal. This kid's name is Jaden Martell, but he spells it weird.
He's the one that like McAvoy played.
Oh, that's McAvoy's character?
Yeah.
Yeah, Bill, whatever.
So Finn Wolfhard is Bill Hader's?
Yeah.
Young Stanley.
I'm Stan. Nope, that's not Wyatt Olaf.
What?
That's Finn Wyatt Olaf.
All right, Richie. Sorry, Jesus.
Richie, okay, but which one's Richie? Now, which one's the old Richie?
Bill Hader. It's Bill Hader.
Bill Hader's the.
Hader's Bill Hader!
I don't Bill Hader! I don't like believe it! Meg Megnug! Megnug! I did not see
Nutmeg!
Nutmeg! did you guys see it chapter two? Did you go to it?
Yeah, I liked
was it.
It good?
I never saw
it. Did you watch it?
I haven't watched it. I'm always afraid to come on TV.
It's too fucking long. To be. It was so long.
It's too long. It's like The Irishman. It's too long to see in the theaters. I'm going to fucking see it.
It didn't need some of the stuff.
It didn't need a lot of that stuff. It could have been an hour shorter.
I will say, though, that when movies are in theaters, I am way more inclined to not text and not look at Instagram. And
it's more unsettling.
I pay
socially unacceptable.
It's also super illegal. They say it right at the beginning of the movie. Don't do it.
There are so many moments where... that I catch myself because my brain just cannot focus on one thing. And I need medicine. I need to see a doctor about this. But I'll be watching a movie at home. Mm-hmm. We're doing all these interviews. And it takes me 3.5 hours to watch Phantom Menace or something because I'm not super interested in it. But also, my mind just wanders. And I'll have to go back and rewind.
Too many distractions.
Go back and rewind.
That's for sure because it's Phantom Menace.
No, I do the same thing.
Think about when you watch the Fast and Furious movies for the first time. You were engaged.
I was engaged.
So here's what I'll say. What I notice I do is that I have a nervous tick whenever there's a lull in the movie after a big action thing, or if there's tension in the movie, like scary, I will pick up my phone to start looking
through
it.
You want to distract yourself.
I distract myself.
You're scared.
And I've noticed that it's subconscious. Like I do it just to like either ease the tension mentally of what's happening with me, or if there's even a sliver of I'm not 100% entertained, I will go to the diversion. And it's not good.
I do it because if there happens to be a hidden camera on me watching me, I don't look super scared to the hidden camera. I look like I'm so, I just don't care that much
so
about
cool.
the scary moment. I'm just going to text.
You're tough.
Who cares, dude? Who gives a freak?
My wife hates it. She's like, you're not even watching this movie. I'm like, you don't understand. Subconsciously, I'm scared. That's why.
I'm looking on
Instagram, just going, oh, God, what a waste. What a waste of time Instagram is.
It really is.
But I love it.
So Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman.
Ghostbusters?
Two great trailers. I'm very excited for Ghostbusters. You mentioned the Ecto-1 coming around with like the gunner seat. I had to watch that like 5 times.
It's so cool.
The thing
that
I'm just really impressed and what kind of sells me on the fact that this movie is going to be good is just the way it's shot and the color grading.
The color grading is super.
It
looks cool.
When I see this trailer, my mind immediately thinks, oh, this is going to be a good movie. I don't know why.
Which one are we talking about?
Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, Wonder Woman looks great too.
Wonder Woman look fucking... We'll go to that one in a second.
Yeah.
Let's just focus on Ghostbusters right now.
Yeah, the GBs, man.
The GBs
looks... It's convincingly good. This trailer has convinced me that this movie's going
to
be good.
I'm inclined to agree. And what I like about it is that they approached it like... The original Ghostbusters, I think one of the interesting points of feedback was when Tim watched it, he was like, I didn't think it was that funny. And I'm like, you know what? It's actually not that funny. It's actually kind of a more... It's more sci-fi and more scary. And then the jokes obviously come from how charismatic that those four people are together.
Yeah.
And watching Bill Murray and the rest of the guys just like joke around with you. But there's no like laugh out loud moments. It's more just about how they use those personalities to dispel some of the tension, and then it builds back up. When Sigourney Weaver gets pulled into her kitchen,
it's crazy.
It's fucking terrifying. Yeah. I was scared of that when I was a kid. There is some scary shit. When Lewis,
that's like a poltergeist moment.
That's why
for
I never
sure.
watched them.
But do really? It's good.
No, I just thought
it's a good movie.
I don't know. They were, again, like many movies from my childhood, like Terminator, like Die Hard, like a lot of these movies, they are movies that were on TV that my parents were watching at one point, and I just don't remember anything about them.
Well, I'm sure we'll
do
Ghostbusters in
an
review.
Adult?
No.
I think you'll like it.
Remember when we saw half of Back to the Future?
Yeah.
Because you guys left?
We went to go watch Back to the Future, and I was watching it for my first time, and then they had a
30-minute, maybe 40.
Intermission.
For like, Back to the Future? It's only like 2 hours long.
It was like one of the Marina theaters, and it was like sponsored by some beer like brewery, and they did a tasting in the middle. Oh, and we're like, we're not waiting. We don't want that.
And it was like not a good theater. Again. No. Like,
It's in the Marina? Yeah. So it was one of the Lee theaters, probably. Probably. So the Presidio Theater.
It was just like no stadium seating. Crappy seats.
Oh, was it how many screens was it? Like three or was there more?
I think it's probably three.
Did the entrance look like it was modern or did it look like it was straight out of 1984?
1984.
That is the Presidio Theater. I love that theater, but it's not a good theater.
Yeah.
Like it comes in, you're like,
that
popcorn looks stale.
The Castro Theater feel like kind of similar.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, I'm a sucker for old school neighborhood theaters like that.
Movie palaces and all
that. They're amazing. And I love the people that run that because they couldn't give a shit about you.
But a 40 minute intermission?
That's dumb. I thought you guys went to Alamo for that. I'd have been like, oh, that's dope.
This is pre-Alamo.
The small bits that I did watch for... Wait, pre-Alamo?
Like before the Alamo was like up and running. Draft House.
When did the Draft House open?
It was like shortly after we moved here.
Oh, okay. Because I was about to say, it's been here for as long as I've known it.
I think you're wrong about that. The Alamo Draft House has been around for like 5 years.
Yeah, I'm pretty... Because I've heard Greg's talked about it on podcasts.
I think 3 years.
Really? Huh.
We've been here before you guys.
If only someone...
Good luck.
The power.
Because his voice sounds like he's leaned back.
He's definitely leaned back. I saw his hat just pop up.
Can you look up when places opened?
Alamo Draft House SF
sure
open? Yeah, probably. Yeah. Wikipedia.
I was going to say, though, that the humor that I have seen in Ghostbusters reminds me a lot
You're going to love it.
It reminds me a lot of humor in The Simpsons or Futurama.
It's dry.
Where it's dry and it's not going to make you, like, fucking crack your ass up, but you're gonna go, huh, that's really clever.
That is exactly what it is.
I love humor like
that. It's more about just sort of like, what do we say, 2015 announced do their latest expansion
December 17, 2015 for Force Awakens.
Fucking nailed it.
You nailed it, Kevin.
So it was 2017, so it was 3 years old.
Yeah. I moved here 2017.
Got it. What's that?
Joey said like, whatever.
Whatever.
I thought she said no.
She said in an angry tone.
Joey, that's the most like Stu Gatz ever when he's proving wrong. Yeah, whatever. Who cares?
We're still talking about trailers. So what I will say is I think you'll like it for that reason. I think you appreciate not to say that Tim has a terrible sense of humor, but let's be honest. We've all met him.
Yeah.
I think you'll appreciate the nuances of the performance and the fact that they are, you could tell a lot of it was improvised. There's a great episode of the Movies That Made Us it's the docuseries, if you haven't heard me fucking gush about it, about Ghostbusters.
No,
they
I've
show,
been gushing about it.
Joe.
I've only heard
you
Joey
told
talk
me,
about it.
And I am the megaphone for your mouth. Do you understand me?
I was talking, I
Joey,
told you to watch
I
it.
I watched it and came in and said, did you watch it? And you said, yes, I told you to watch it. And I said, I don't remember yesterday. I'm like a dog.
Joey, also, Nick told us to watch Great British Bake Off. We didn't start watching it. He was the one who recommended it.
Have you guys heard of that show? It's great. I definitely want to watch it. No, I think you
we're
recommended
7 years out for Nick telling us to watch The Office.
I hear it's good. We watched the clip on Internet Explorers yesterday with Baby Yoda playing music. Have you seen all these? That coming around?
No.
It's Baby Yoda.
Oh, yeah, hitting
the button.
Yeah, okay.
And one of them was The Office theme. It's pretty funny.
It's so loud.
No, anyway, it's worth watching. I mean, one of the reasons why everyone appreciates it, obviously you have like four of the best comedic voices at the time at the top of their game. And one of the cool things was, I've never watched I don't have the Blu-ray, so I've never watched the behind the scenes deleted stuff. But they showed how the editor was like, it was like so hard to edit this film because there were so many good takes of everything. And there's a part where famously, I think it's in the first act, where they catch Slimer. And they come out of the ballroom, and Bill Murray famously goes, "We came, we saw, we kicked their ass." And then they had like two other takes of him just doing completely ridiculously different lines. They're all funny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was just like, how the fuck do you do that? And
it's
then
it's like when we recorded all of our music videos. Like, there's so many perfect, phenomenal takes.
Or that one cold open we did where it was a not so subtle molestation joke, and it was the only joke we did.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Anyway, very,
what the fuck was that?
Very, very excited for that. I'm sure we'll do in review, and I wonder if we'll include the 2016 Ghostbusters or not.
I feel like
I think you kind of have to, right?
It's not
canon.
All the
though.
Terminators, though. So
well,
because we
it's true.
To.
I guess those weren't canon, so this isn't canon either.
I talked
but
to Tim. It sounds like he wants to watch all of them, so we're good.
I don't think we'd watch all of them. We just watched the one,
two, and
I think
Afterlife.
I think the fact that there aren't 4 or 5 extra Ghostbusters movies that may not necessarily be canon. Like, the fact that it's only one, the Paul Feig one.
Yeah.
I think we kind of have to watch all of them. If it's only one. But, you know, we get into a point where I really want to do Nolan in review. I really want to do Miyazaki in review. But there's just so many fucking movies. I'm going to do Tarantino in review.
Yeah, but you can group them, right? Like, I want to do Brat Pack in review, but that's just me.
I want to do that,
too. I don't think I'll do that well. But
it'll be really fun.
Was that Ocean's 11?
No, Brat Pack was the John Hughes kids. So John Hughes, who made Breakfast Club, 16 Candles, Pretty in Pink. That group of kids.
Some kind of Wonderful Michael, in there?
I think so, yeah. I would put, because what's her name was in it? Wasn't Molly Ringwald in some kind of Wonderful? Or was she
in
Pretty in Pink? She was in Pretty in Pink. Some Kind of Wonderful was not Molly Ringwald. That was Eric Stoltz and Samantha something or other.
Yeah, I don't know.
I've only seen that
one like a handful of times compared to the others.
Pretty in Pink's amazing. Anyway, they called him that because the Rat Pack was Dean Martin and Sammy Davis Jr. and all those guys. So when they were in the 80s, they called them the Brat Pack because they were like little shitty kids. It was awesome.
That's really cute.
But
when we talk about, you know, what movies should we do and should we talk about, there gets to a point where there are too many, and inevitably there will be other bigger movies coming out around the same time.
Yeah.
And we'll have to, you know, it's a weird kind of like Tetris, like you have to fit the blocks where
the puzzle,
you know,
that is figuring out the in-review schedule, I think, kills Tim a little
but
bit.
But I mean, the fact of the matter is this, that we've done two a week now for a while, and that seems to be really fun. I've enjoyed it. It's nice to watch a TV show or something that I don't have to do the synopsis for and actually just be able to talk about that for an hour. So it's possible that we could do a bigger series like a Star Wars, something like that, and then another smaller one on like Fridays or something. I don't know.
Like The Office?
Throwing that out there. What's that? I never heard that show. Is it a good show? I'll tell you in 7 years. You guys could do The Office interview. That'd be amazing. You'd have to group them up. There's no way. Isn't there like 8 seasons of that show?
I think there's 9.
You have to do like per season or some shit like that.
It's never going to happen. We talk about this too much.
I keep saying we should do one episode every KFAF. See how far we get.
But we can't start it for 7 years.
We could do that in KFAF. We'll change the name of the show to The Office Review and we'll get more views.
That's true. That's true.
That was really funny, Nick.
I don't know.
Wonder Woman trailer.
Oh my God. So
we're just doing a mini screencast.
Yeah, of course.
I hope that's fine.
First off,
we just did this on screencast.
Fair.
Cool.
What did you think of the graphics in the Wonder Woman trailer?
Oh my gosh. Fantastic.
Fucking great, right?
Beautiful.
Great. By the way, Kevin, we're doing it here because I didn't get a chance to talk about these things because, and I quote, Kevin walked in and looked around the room and said, Nick, your services are no longer needed for screencast tomorrow.
Damn, bro.
Thank you.
That
and
hits
then
hard.
Out.
You
actually,
could have if you would have seen Jumanji with us.
Actually, this is what Kevin did. Kevin was like, hey, I don't know if we're going to need you tomorrow. I'll have my assistant, Tim, get back to you. Tim texts me at like fucking 10:30. He's like, we're good. We don't need you tomorrow.
Wow,
that's
dude.
Bullshit.
That's real fucked up.
Weren't you supposed to be on Shock Mic to talk about Silicon Valley?
I was here.
You were definitely supposed to be on Shock Mic to talk about
Silicon Valley. What am I supposed to sit here the whole show? Listen to you guys. You guys are supposed to call me. I'm coming to talk about Silicon Valley.
That's real fucked up.
You guys, I did pop in, and I tried to say something, and Kevin went like this.
Also,
what did I tell you?
You were invited for Jumanji and every other movie we've gone, and you're always like, Wednesday is date night with my wife. And I'm like, Nick, it's Monday. It was on Monday.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal about Jumanji.
Or we make plans 2 weeks in advance. Mm-hmm. No, even longer.
And I cancel.
And you just cancel.
Here's the deal about Jumanji. I watched the first Jumanji. That's enough Jumanji for me. Was Jumanji 2 better than Jumanji 1?
Yeah, I think so.
I think it actually was.
Was it really?
Yeah.
No, that's not saying much, though. Because Jumanji 1 was fine. It was fine.
I mean, you don't know.
Jumanji.
What'd you guys rate it? How many out of Kevin's fingers? How many did you give it?
We didn't rate it.
Kevin has four fingers.
What was the Kevin fingers?
It's a one thumbs up.
Did you like it?
I did.
Okay.
I thought if you liked the first one, this one might be a little bit better.
Yeah.
But that was my personal take.
Ah. What did Tim think?
Tim thought it was
fine.
Fine.
But
it's another Jumanji movie.
Loved Jumanji, so.
Oh, so it didn't live up to his expectations.
No, I'm just saying. Like, I didn't realize he loved Jumanji: Welcome to the Jungle.
Oh, okay.
I didn't either. I didn't really know anybody really loved that movie, but
Jumanji: Welcome to the Jungle. No one loved it.
We just told you Tim did.
No.
Rochelle also loved it.
When are we gonna get Evangelical Manji? Get it?
Or Catholic Manji?
Yeah,
I get you. I see. Catholic. I understand what you're saying. I get
it's
it. So I get it.
It's a silly
No,
joke,
we're
man.
In there. We're in there, everyone.
Thanks, man.
Yeah,
thanks.
Point all of your criticisms at Maximum Cortez.
I was going to say.
Wait, real quick. Did anybody watch Zathura?
No.
Weird
that knockoff?
Spiritual sequel?
Mm-mm.
Wasn't it a Favreau movie?
Yeah. And that's the one that had like the weird little creature.
Isn't that where they go into space?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
I didn't watch it.
But in space, but I don't think it's connected at all.
It was like a spiritual successor sort of thing.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah. I don't think it was like a direct, Robin Williams isn't popping up in that and going, whoo, whoo, doing that thing.
Whoa, whoa. Does he do that in Jumanji?
No.
You know what I mean.
You just did Robert Downey Jr.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Whoa. Doesn't Robert Williams do that shit?
I feel like you're
I feel like it might be like a Mrs. Doubtfire thing.
No, I think that's a Mrs. Doubtfire thing on like Family Guy doing a parody.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Like hey, I'm
Robert Williams. Hey, there's a tree. Hey, well, a tree. We're all thing. You know what I mean? Like it's always like improv line word
According to one DJ Kanto, he says in the original Jumanji novel, the other half of the board is Zathura.
Was
that the novel made for the
novelization of the movie?
I don't remember there being a novel.
There is a novel.
DJ Kanto, your bull is full of shit.
Your bull of
DJ Kanto is high as fuck right now at his desk, and it's not even his desk. It's just someone else's desk.
You know, where did he wake up?
It's like, where am I? Looks outside, sees a Union Jack, and he's like, am I in London? What the fuck's happening right now?
I was gonna say
the Union Jack.
Yeah.
I was going to say I've been watching the Jeff Goldblum show.
How is that?
On Disney Plus. I like it a lot because I enjoy everything he does. I legitimately.
Is it a good show, though?
No.
Because Joey said the exact same thing, and I said, that's not. You didn't tell me you liked it or not.
I watched one episode, and I was like, oh, this is fun. And then I tried to watch the second one, and I was like, oh, this really isn't doing it for me.
I saw the tattoo one. I enjoyed that one a lot.
I watched 2.5, and I was like, this isn't for me.
I'll tell you what keeps me going, though. I'll tell you what keeps me going. And you'll appreciate this. The motion graphics in the show
are excellent.
Fucking phenomenal. This is like some of the best motion graphic work I've ever seen, dude.
Here's what I'm going to say really quick, because I said that to Tim, and he was like, I don't know.
Slurring a little bit. Did you have that back reading?
I'm tired.
Okay.
Yeah. I said this to Tim, and he was like, no, I totally disagree. Where I was like, a lot of the jokes that Jeff Goldblum makes, Nick makes.
And yeah, I feel like he steals my jokes.
I feel like Nick has ruined Jeff Goldblum.
Really?
For me.
No, I see.
Like when he says cougar weird or Nike
I feel like
weird,
there's a
or like Puma. When someone's like, hey, run on this scale, and then he does the joke run, it's like, that's not what he fucking means. Like, this isn't fucking funny. Run on the scale, you prick. Well,
I disagree. It's a different sort of humor for me. It's a humor that is so weird and kind of kooky that I love it. Like, and everything he does, I'm laughing because of just how silly he is. He's a silly man.
Well, I mean, he transcends the being an actor. He's Jeff Goldblum now. And you don't get to that position in life without having that like raw charisma.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care if he's in, I don't give a shit what movie he's in. I'm going to watch it because it's Jeff Goldblum. And that's special. I hope to get to that area one day because it means I don't have to ever learn my lines. And that's important. Can I ask you guys this question?
What's up?
Actually, it's less of a question, more of a statement, and I want to be corrected or agreed with.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
Which I would rather be agreed with, but
sure. I want to be
is
corrected
Disney
or?
Plus?
You're really leading the
question. Is Disney Plus an utter failure?
No. Not even a little bit.
From a content perspective.
Point taken.
No. What's the best show on
an
that platform?
Utter
right
failure. That's
what's
a
the best show you've watched on Disney Plus?
The best show.
The Imagineering
Is there a show you actually like on Disney Plus?
High School Musical, the musical, the series, story? I really like. I like Encore, too.
Okay.
I've never seen Imagineering Story, Kev.
Imagineering Story is good.
If you like the, like, behind the scenes, like,
I
mechanical
love stuff like
stuff,
that.
If you watch Defunctland?
Dude, it's like a, Defunctland is a great, great channel. But
YouTube.
The it's engineering, shorter.
But that's not on Disney Plus. That's on YouTube.
But it's the Disney version of Defunctland.
Yeah. Although Defunctland has a bunch
also
of...
Also does
yeah,
Disney,
doesn't matter,
but
it doesn't matter. The Engineering... what is it?
Imagineering?
The Imagineering story, or whatever the fuck it's called, is they use so much old footage and actual stuff of Disneyland being built or the other theme parks being built. It's... And, like, they set up the each episode in a way that it's, like, a really fun roller coaster.
It's weird
like,
for me,
because oh,
if it were just on, I would watch it. But, again, this whole, like... I have to select it, and I have to sit down and watch it. But again, I mentioned this, I believe, last week. When I'm back home at my parents' house and they have cable, I'm watching anything and everything because it's just
so what
on.
You want, basically what you want is you want Disney Plus,
but
when you go to it, it just autoplays something and you
yeah
have to watch that thing.
Yeah.
But
like,
also, don't you
cable
hate when it autoplays on Netflix?
Hate it, Joey. It's the worst.
Well, the autoplay on Netflix.
No, but they're showing trailers, though. They're autoplaying trailers, and it's still always the same goddamn trailer with the same.
It's so loud.
And I remember back in the day, before I think Netflix got. I guess it's maybe less noticeable now because of the. I feel like they have permission to use clips from the show now and trailers and stuff. But back in the day, there were about four different shows that used
the generic same
royalty-free, unlicensed songs. Yep. And like Parks and Rec at one point had like this.
But
you'd hover over it and play it. I was like, fuck, I hate this song. And there was like three other shows that were as whimsical and silly and cute that had the same song. It was the worst.
I think that the Netflix autoplay trailer is the dumbest decision they've ever made.
And but there's got to be numbers that back it up.
Oh, I guarantee it's hilariously smart.
It works for me so often.
Case in point. But I fucking hate it. Because you feel like there's a gun to your head.
Yeah. Well, you got five seconds
to look at it. Yeah, exactly. And you're like, I don't want the loudness at me. Mm-hmm. And what Andy's talking about is correct. Half the shit still on that platform probably doesn't have trailers. So you're just seeing generic ass music with generic ass footage of the thing.
And weird scenes from the movie. You're like, I don't know what this means.
Dude, there are some things in the deep archives of Netflix that you will be shocked are on there. When I was dating my ex-girlfriend, it was one night where we just kept scrolling. And it was scrolling to the point where we got to some really terrible 3D animation, like movies or cartoons. And some of them were biblical. I believe some of them were also foreign animation shows. Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
And I don't know if they were dubbed or subbed or whatever. But the animation, I'm not joking, is like... before Toy Story 1 era,
great
3D animation,
it's like
1993, 1994 3D, and it is fucking god awful. And you won't like, you'll be surprised that it's even on Netflix. I urge you to just go home
and just type in animation and see what you can find.
Like, and just keep scrolling.
How far you can scroll,
because the first few pages are going to be tons of DreamWorks stuff, obviously.
Yeah.
You still have some remnants of Pixar. You'll have some of their own original offerings. But, man, if you keep scrolling towards the very, very back pages,
mm-hmm.
and you're getting to some really weird stuff. And it's really interesting because there's stuff you didn't even know existed.
Dude, I went down to visit my brother and my sister-in-law. Just stayed in their house for a couple days. And we were trying to find something to watch. And we went through, like, I shit you not, it's got to be like 10 different categories on all the platforms. And I realized, I was like, oh, and we were like eating frozen yogurt as we were doing it. And I'm like, this is just what we're doing tonight. We're not going to watch any of these movies. We're just going to see what's on. And then I'm going to go to bed. And that's my life.
Yeah.
And it drives my wife fucking nuts.
It was just us judging these titles. Like, we'd look at the preview and be like, this looks fucking terrible.
That's a great idea for a show, though. We should have to, like, we force each other to watch
the back
really
pages.
Shitty back pages of
or like, you roll Netflix. you somehow roll a dice or something, like a D&D dice, and it tells you how many pages you have to go back.
Yeah.
And then you land on that thing, and then you watch it and review it. Cool G, man.
Oh my god. You guys watched are you into The Crown at all?
No, I don't like British period pieces.
My mom is into it.
So
my mom was talking about it last night, too.
I was there for Thanksgiving, and she, like, it's all she was doing.
Dude, it is so beautifully made. And this is what I'm saying, like, is Disney Plus an utter failure? I think we agree, yes. Was that what it was?
Hold on. I don't necessarily disagree with you.
That's my guy.
Because
that's my guy.
I think Mandalorian has been a huge disappointment for me so far, based on the last two episodes and where we think it's going. When I look at Mandalorian, I'm like, I enjoy 50% of that show, and that's not a success.
That's not good, yeah.
High School Musical, the show, the game, the video game, the 3DS title.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, like, it's not for me, right?
Might be for me, though.
And then...
changing my tune real toot-sweet when I watch that tonight.
When you're talking about original content, I think it hasn't been incredible.
All kidding aside, obviously Disney Plus is not, it's not a failure. It's probably making a shit ton of money. And
a lot of
movies on that platform, not least of which are all the Marvel movies and Star Wars movies. I'm saying from an original standpoint, though, I don't think they came out of the gate as strongly as they should have. And I'm pinpointing Mandalorian as their sort of benchmark show, and it's not very good. I feel like I'm getting my friends back. Because there were so many people that I knew that I saw on Twitter for the first three episodes were like, this show's great. And I've been saying since episode two, I'm like, I don't think this is very good. And then finally people are starting to turn the corner where they're like, uh-oh, I'm starting to think this show's not very good at all. I'm like, that's what I've been saying. I'm vindicated.
Vindicated. I am selfish. I am wrong. I am right. I swear I'm right.
I don't know if that's the lyrics.
Nick, I'll give you $20 and you can tell me who that is.
Evanescence.
No. Here he got his guess.
Dashboard Confessionals.
He got it.
$1 million.
He got it.
No, it's just it'll be interesting to see where Disney goes with it. Obviously, they're going to be around for a while, and they have to ramp up original production. But like watching The Crown and watching Watchmen, these two shows are just the epitome of. I mean, they're different shows. They're different types of show. One is more is a British period piece that sort of just kind of skips around time and shows you these little tiny vignettes of what it was like in the royals' lives. And the other one is this deep, philosophically cerebral, beautifully done, like turning superheroes on their side kind of a drama with a crazy action set pieces. Different shows, but those are those get my money. If HBO keeps putting out shit like that, I'm like, yeah. I cannot not have this platform. And same with Netflix, where I'm like, dude, the Crown is so fucking good that I have to have this. I'm just not seeing that on Disney Plus yet.
I don't know that it's fair to compare them because they've been like they're different.
Oh no,
points.
Totally, yeah,
of course.
But we have to do this for content, Joe.
Of course,
we have because to have a headline.
Because if the headline is Disney Plus is an utter failure,
the most clickbait ass title. Like,
you're
on
going with this show.
Do it, man. We're doing sports radio right now.
Come on,
we're saying
bro.
Like,
ask you again, is Disney Plus a failure?
Let's go around the table, Kevin.
Nutmeg.
Eggnog.
Kevin, is Disney Plus an utter failure?
No.
Why?
What? Because like, I understand what you guys are saying about original content. The fact is, I've used it way more to watch watch old shit.
Kevin, you watching My Hero Academia?
What are you watching? The Dog and the Hound? The Fox and the Hound?
There's two dogs.
Two dogs with a spaghetti noodle.
And the pound.
They
caught him.
Last weekend we watched Saving Mr. Banks, which we had never seen before.
Oh, I've never
and
seen
then
that either.
Shortly after, like the next night, I think we watched Mary Poppins. Mm. And it's like,
oh, I was thinking Agent Cody Banks.
same movie Winnie's, actually. Yeah. Weird reboot. They decided to set it in the 40s, and it was not about Cody. It was about his great uncle.
I wish there was an option, though. Like again, I keep going back to the whole TV thing or whatever. But I wish there was an option to just hit random on Disney Plus, and it just play a random episode of
Even Stevens.
If you could do random DCOMs or random Disney Channel original shows, or randomized Marvel movies or Pixar movies. I feel like I'd be a lot. It would get a lot more of my time because it would just pop up and bam, there's Wall-E, and I'm like, all right, I'm watching Wall-E.
It's
now.
Not getting any of my
God,
time.
Wall-E's so good. Dude.
Wall-E
Holy
is a great
shit.
Movie.
We
what
watched
a great movie.
Wall-E last week. Too.
It's so fucking good, man.
It. You want to talk about a fucking deep cutting commentary on what it means to be alive in this day and age?
Yeah.
Watch Wall-E. We're like, damn, the people that made this movie do not think highly of where our future is going as far as consumers.
Wall-E just reminds me of like the first girlfriend I had in Austin when I moved there, and she had a cat, and it was a giant Maine Coon, and I was allergic as fuck, dude.
You kill it?
It was a night. Yeah, I killed it. Strangled it.
You put it in the freezer?
Yeah.
The cat got stuck
I
in the
tossed
freezer.
It in the Yeti cooler.
That's fine. I just threw it down
a
stair.
It was I swear to God, this is a goddamn saber-toothed tiger. Like, it was a giant fucking feline, Joey. I'm telling, like, uh-huh. It's as big as Kevin's sexy younger brother. Huge.
Wow.
Spencer is not small.
Yeah.
He's at least a
taller
buck,
than
buck 30, buck
taller
40.
Taller than me, too.
Also, at one point, Gia tried to convince us that she was the size of a medium-sized dog, which I don't think is true.
That's not true at
now,
all.
To be fair,
we Googled it, and it's like 45 to 60 pounds, and we were like, Gia, she's like, I don't know.
Gia, you're a massive dog.
I have
like,
weighed myself. What?
Yeah.
We've decided she's the size of a large dog.
Did you see
Which
this?
Hurts her feelings.
That's a very large dog.
Did you see all
like a
this?
Saint Bernard,
I mean, that's not a knock against
like a...
Gia. I'm just saying,
no,
like, I had a lab that was a big lab, and it was only 70 pounds. And I'm not guessing Gia's weight because I know that's like uncouth to do, but I'm pretty sure she's above 70 pounds.
Well, 70
not,
pounds
we gotta...
is like a child.
That's
normal.
A child.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember
I'm weighing in a stiff 180 right now. Let's put it that way.
Well, on the internet, there's been this there's been this whole thing going around about how Olaf from Frozen is 5'4".
Oh yeah, I did
see Disney came out officially somehow and said Olaf is 5'4".
That's the snowman.
The snowman. But then they show like all these comparison images where he's standing right next to Elsa and Anna. And they are twice his size, so then they started making a height graph that Elsa and Anna are like 11'3". And it's been great.
How tall is the dude with the moose then? Is he like 9 feet tall?
There's been so much great content coming out of it. Like different memes of like, yeah, here's a height graph. Here's a... There's been a lot of like stuff on the internet also coming out about how, you know, is Adam Driver hot? Or is he just charismatic and super tall?
I feel like that's the Bill Hader thing too. Like, is
Bill Hader is B, charismatic and super tall.
But there's
he's not
a lot of people that
man.
Think that Bill Hader's hot.
Well, I mean, he could be attractive based on his talent and his ability to like make you laugh. And I mean, he's amazing in Barry, but I wouldn't look at him and then put him next to Brad Pitt and fucking Once Upon
so do you think
Time
in
Hollywood
the
with Brad Pitt. When Brad Pitt takes his shirt off and you go, "Holy shit! I see Jesus. I see what everything. I see heaven. I see it all."
Angels
and that man's a 55-year-old man with a fucking abs like a 20-year-old.
This woman tweeted.
He's hot.
This woman tweeted out. You know, I think a lot of men are insecure about our love for Adam Driver because they're saying that he's not this hot man, but he has this awesome personality. He's got blah, blah, blah. And a lot of the replies are like, yeah, he has a very tall personality.
He's like, tall.
But, you know, it's, I think, so going back to that, on this graph, there's Elsa and Anna 11'2", and Adam Driver's like 6'3". And it just looks really funny on the graph.
I used to joke around a lot about that, and people were like, oh, you just have a complex because you're short. I was like, it's not because I'm short. It's because women legitimately prefer tall guys. Yeah. And every once in a while, someone will be like, that's just not true. And I'm there's that one of my friends, I don't want to blow up his joke, but he has a great bit about that because he's like 6'3". And he has a joke where he starts off about that. And everyone in the audience is always like, no. And he goes, okay, who here legitimately prefers dating someone shorter than you? And he puts the mic out. And I've seen him do that joke 30 times. No one ever says yes. It's because it's true. Why would you want someone shorter than you? If you're a woman, you want a guy that's taller than you. So and that's science. That's how you prove a point. And I, based on that, 30 people in a room times 10, all the world is that.
I have an idea.
Yes, Andy. 10.
Okay, I have an idea.
Yeah, Andy. Andy from
the press pit. We take Nicholas Carpino pre-marriage, pre-D.
Yeah.
Pre-D.
Yeah.
Bring you back into this day and age. Right, into this current.
You bring me up this way. Up
yeah, here. Like you're not aging up. You're just you're younger.
You're
Nick
taking
Carpino.
You're taking Nick Scarpino and you're pushing him 10 years into the future. But I'm still 20. Yeah. I'm still 30.
We're bringing you over here.
That was sad. That was sad.
You and I.
29. I'd be 29. I'm not 40 yet.
You and I going on Tinder dates, but question. I'm standing on your shoulders.
We're like that, character from BoJack Horseman.
Yes.
That's great.
And we're showing up and we're showing up in a giant trench coat and we're 9'9". Who
can
cares?
Can I go you one further?
Okay.
We wear a LeBron James jersey. We don't tell people we're LeBron James. We just let them make their own conclusion.
Okay. It's a really long jersey.
Is it what I'm saying?
Like LeBron's 6'6". He's not 11'4".
Who is
he's the size
well,
of Elsa?
We wouldn't be. If I was on your shoulders, half of me is gone anyway.
Oh, I was thinking you standing.
Oh, I can't. I don't have that kind of upper lower legs.
We could work on it.
He doesn't have that balance.
No. Okay. Well, first off, you weigh less than me, so you should be on my shoulders. But you'll be on my shoulders. Together, we'll be. What do you think his torso is, Kevin? 3 feet.
You guys gotta pick one face.
We'll be a solid 8 feet tall. So I feel like a LeBron James jersey. And again, we're not saying we're LeBron James, but we're also not saying that we're LeBron James.
Okay.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Are you
headband?
Maybe we're a headband. Maybe we don't. Maybe we bring a basketball that says the what team does he play for? Utah Jazz.
Yeah, he's on the Lakers.
Let's see, he plays for the Lakers. Maybe we put a Lakers signed basketball and we give it to everyone we date. And they go, are you LeBron? And we go, I can neither confirm nor deny.
You just pay the check and your card says a different name.
It says Andy Cortez.
That's my
agent. And the other card says Nick Scarpino. Did you rob two people before you came to this?
I think it could work, dude.
I think that I am glad I don't have to date in this day and age. That's what I'm glad about.
Yeah, you should be.
Because it looks horrible.
Way too much work.
It's not that it even like is horrible. It's just that like I haven't even tried it. You know what I mean?
I just
can't tell you it's
but
horrible.
You're on the Tinders and the stuff.
Exactly, yeah, but I haven't tried anything because I'd prefer just
being
at
just
home
like
and streaming. Yeah.
A passive activity.
You were dating, you know,
Before.
He has dated.
Oh, but I was in a relationship, though.
Yeah, but like before that, I assume there was a little bit of dating that you did, right?
No. When I moved, When I moved to San Francisco?
Yeah, no.
No.
No dating at all.
No, man. When I moved to San Francisco, it was just like, I met Robin. That's it. That was it.
You met Robin like the first week.
Yeah, because we
went to the Ubisoft thing, and she just looked at you, and you looked at her, and it was just like, okay, cool.
Locked eyes across the room.
And I was like, how did they do that? Because it took me so long, so many bad dates to find my wife.
And she's still trying to get away.
Oh, God, I know. I'm writing a joke right now. Again, I'm terrible at stand-up. We all know this. But I'm writing a joke right now that my wife has this great plan for retirement that doesn't involve me. Like, it just doesn't. And every time we watch Golden Girls, she's just like, that's what I want. That right there.
In a moo-moo.
And I'm like, living with there's no guys there. And she's like, now you're starting to get it. Light bulb moment.
Are you about to read the ad?
I am.
I'm going to go turn off the heater. You know why? Because I think I'll have the heater on all night, Kevin. Is that bad?
Here?
Yeah.
We would have heard it. You can go. While you're doing that, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, they were here like 6 a.m.
It's got a thermostat.
I left like at 4:30.
Well, hey, how about this? If you're doing that, can you fill this bad boy up with some ice?
But we also don't read ads.
We don't read the ads live.
Remember, you just do the
thing. Oh, that's right. That's right.
I already wrote down ad.
You're right. Kevin, can I do the thing, though, where we fake people out?
Yeah.
Like I read it, and then Joe disappears, and then Joe reappears?
Go ahead.
Ready? And Joe is going to disappear now. And she's gone. But you're still here, ladies and gentlemen. And that's good, because I want to tell you about our illustrious sponsor, the first of which is Quip. Quip, makers of the Quip electric toothbrush, wants you to know the one single discovery that matters most for your dental care. It is simply this, that if you have good habits, you're good. Whew! It's good, because I have good habits. But it's because of Quip, because I've read this ad a lot, and they've taught me a lot about myself, not the least of which is I didn't used to brush my teeth nearly long enough. But thankfully, Quip has me covered. You know why? Because they sell an amazing thing. It means brushing your teeth for 2 minutes twice a day and flossing regularly no matter what brand you use. Quip makes that simple, starting with an electric toothbrush, refillable floss, and anti-cavity toothpaste. I almost said activity toothpaste, and I was like, all of this sounds great. Anti-cavity makes more sense, though. Quip's electric toothbrush has sensitive sonic vibrations with a built-in timer and 30-second pulses to guide a full and even clean. Man, I'll tell you, this was revolutionary for me. I think I've been walking around with a dirty mouth for a real long time, and not figuratively, literally, dirt in my mouth. No longer, thanks to Quip. The Quip Floss Dispenser comes with a pre-marked string to help you use just enough Quip. Plus, Quip delivers fresh brush heads, floss, and toothpaste refills to your door every 3 months with free shipping, so your routine is always right. Join over 3 million healthy mouths, including Tim and Gia. They both love their Quips, and myself. And get Quip today, starting at $25. And if you go to getquip.com/KF right now, you'll get your first refill for free. That's your first refill free at getquip.com/KF. That's getquip.com/KF. Quip, the good habits company. Whew, that's a strong tagline right there, my friend. Next up, we have Upstart. Listen, as most of us have found out the hard way, getting into debt is easy. Getting out is hard, especially if your credit score isn't great. Thankfully, now there's Upstart.com, the revolutionary lending platform that knows you're more than just your credit score and offers smarter interest rates to help you pay off high-interest credit card debt. You know who could use that, Kevin? That's right, Greg Miller. He took out a loan when he first got here because he was a little dumb, and the interest rate was astronomical. It was astronomical, and he could have used a service like this. It's funny to be mean. I'm proving a point, is that you don't have to think like Greg anymore. You got Upstart right now. Upstart goes beyond the traditional credit score when assessing your credit worthiness. They actually reward you based on your education and job history in the form of a smarter interest rate. Upstart believes you're more than just your credit score. They believe in you. They understand that. They make it fast, simple, and easy to check your rate in just a few minutes. The best part? Once the loan is approved and accepted, most people get their funds the very next business day. The next day, over 300,000 people have used Upstart to pay off credit cards and meet their financial goals. Free yourself from the burden of high-interest credit card debt by consolidating everything into one monthly payment with Upstart. See why Upstart is ranked number one in their category with over 300 businesses on Trustpilot. And hurry to upstart.com/kindoffunny. To find out how low your Upstart rate is, checking your rate only takes a few minutes and won't affect your credit. That's upstart.com/kindoffunny. Lastly, ladies and gentlemen, We are brought to you by Trojan brand condoms. That's right. STDs are at an all-time high in the U.S., with half of all new STDs occurring in young people ages 15 to 24. Yet, condom use is on the decline. What is happening, ladies and gentlemen? Only one in every three sex acts involves a condom among singles. This gives me anxiety. 62% of couples stop using condoms regularly after 2 month mark in a sexual relationship, and 78% stop using condoms after the 6 month mark. This is bonkers to me, ladies and gentlemen. These bad boys are your first line of defense. Despite common fears of judgment and embarrassment, only 2% of people actually pass judgment when they see a guy buying condoms. This doesn't happen anymore. The rest think he's being smart, responsible, or think nothing at all, a.k.a. it's just none of their business. When buying condoms, shoppers only spend an average of 7 seconds at the shelf, partially a function of embarrassment, fear, or judgment. Here you go, ladies and gentlemen. Trojan's got you covered. If you're going to go out there and you're going to protect yourself, first off, you're doing the right thing. Second off, I've been a Trojan man for a long time. You should be too. Trojan brand condoms help protect against both unintended pregnancy and STDs. Trojan has the reliability of a brand that has done this for over 100 years. And I've been alive for almost all 100 of those. So I can tell you, I stand by this brand. In a modern and evolving world of sex, one filled with swipe rights, dating apps, and emojis, Trojan is here to be your guide as the most trusted brand in sex. Trojan's brand purpose is centered around enabling confident sex exploration for all sex-having people. Yeah, that sounds exciting. Nothing bad. Trojan has over 300 different varieties of condoms to choose from thin, ribbed, lubricated, non-lubricated, latex, non-latex. Well, you get the idea. They got a lot of good brands. Tell you what, I've said it before. I'll say it again. This is my preferred brand of condom. I stand by it. Or rather, they stand by me. I'll tell you that right now. Pick up Trojan condoms wherever you get your condoms. Now, let's see if Joey reappears. And she's back now. There it is.
What, it's so crazy.
Okay.
What? Those will be the ads.
Okay, you know, I got it.
Do I have to say the ad people beforehand, or can I just read the ad?
No, you're fine. Don't read the ads now.
You just heard an ad about Quip, Upstart, and Trojan brand condoms.
You don't have to say that part now.
We're all...
Because they already just heard it.
We're all added up.
Why are you saying it?
We're added up! Andy, what's up? No, ice.
He already has one up here.
You can bring that other one, too. I don't know. I look at it. I look at the landscape sometimes, and I see people interacting with each other, and I'm like, I'm glad. I don't need this.
Oh, no. It's way too much work.
It's chaos. Chaos. It is. But it's fun.
Cats living with dogs.
Cats and dogs living together.
There we go.
Good Ghostbusters callback. So earlier today, if you came in here halfway through, why? You're a fucking psychopath. What a weird thing to do, ladies and gentlemen.
Just live your life, you know?
If you didn't know, this is the Kind of Funny podcast.
You can't end it.
No. I'm doing the thing. I forgot to do the thing.
Oh, shit, the intro.
Yeah.
Do it.
You want to do it?
Yeah.
Where four, sometimes three, best friends gather on this table, each bringing topics to discuss for your amusement. Today we talked about a lot of good ones. Will the headline of this be Dating's Tough, or Is Disney Plus an Utter Failure?
That one's way better.
It's really That's good. Way click. People are going to fucking clickable. Hate. Oh, Nick doesn't know what he's talking about. He doesn't understand how much I love Fox and the Hound. Did you watch the remake of the fucking one where they suck spaghetti into each other's mouths?
I heard that sucked.
It wasn't that bad.
What is it called? Lady and the Tramp?
Yeah.
Did you guys watch the remake of it?
I did. Yeah.
And you just said it wasn't that bad. That's Disney Plus in a nutshell.
But I don't wasn't love. I don't. I like Lady and the Tramp. I don't love Lady and the Tramp.
I also feel like all the remakes have kind of been like very like none of the Disney remakes have been amazing, right?
I'll agree.
Yeah.
Lion King, I think, is the best out of the bunch.
And I didn't even see that.
It's a carbon copy.
I didn't like Lion King. I like Jungle Book.
I didn't.
But
really
when
like
they started singing, it was really weird. Because I'm like, why? Why would you put music in this? It doesn't need music.
In the Jungle Book?
Yeah. It's very weird.
Like, the original one had all the music?
The original one had all the music, but the remake had two songs, and it was fucking weird. It just comes out of nowhere, because they didn't sing for like an hour into that movie, and then it gets to the King Louie part, and then it's Christopher Walken, and he's like, now, I'm the king of the chimpanzees. And you're like, what?
Orangutans.
Is he singing? Orangutans, is that what he says?
I can see why that's weird.
It was,
Then he sings about being an orangutan giantificus or some shit like that. And it's just
the I Want to Be Like You song?
Yeah. I liked it better in the cartoon one because he plays the trumpet with his hand.
Dude.
That's actually one of the things, the first things I learned on trumpet.
Really?
Because I loved that so much. I just wanted to learn how to play that.
What else? We just got you sheet music. Do you think you could learn like kind of anything?
If
relatively
you put sheet
easy?
Music in front of me for a trumpet?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'd be able to read it easily. Talented.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to test me? I'll bring the trumpet in.
Okay.
And you print out just random. I mean, it's got to be like, it can't be like, it can't be orchestral level, like the symphony in the San Francisco.
No. I want like fun things.
Yeah. If you put fun things in front of me and didn't tell me what it was, I could, I'd see if I can play it. Yeah. Probably knock it out of the park easily. Now I'm getting nervous. I don't like this idea.
I love how you getting nervous is so obvious by how much you say that you'll knock it out of the park.
Yeah. It's just false confidence.
Like, you turn into like Donald Trump eventually. Like, I got it.
I'll say this, I'm the greatest Trump player ever to live.
Everybody says so.
My crowd outside from when I played trumpet was much bigger than Obama's crowd was when he plays trumpet.
He's never played trumpet.
Oh, God. Are they going to impeach him? Is that weird?
Let's do it.
No.
Let's get him out.
Fuck knows. Let's not talk about politics. Fucker.
Nah, let's talk about it. Get him out of here. Piece of trash.
My God, what do you guys? What's your plan for the holidays?
Gonna go home.
Going back home.
Gonna watch some home Star Wars
with you so bad.
You could. We're gonna build some gingerbread houses.
Can I just
with
come up to
neighbors?
Can I come up to the Takagami house for a couple days before Christmas before
sure.
I leave?
Yeah,
it'd be so fun.
We have Star Wars tickets for Sunday. Gonna go
fun.
See it. We're gonna build gingerbread houses with my mom's old boss's kids because they like to come over and do fun things. Apparently now it's a tradition, so I have to do it.
Do you store buy the gingerbread houses, or
oh,
do
yeah.
you make them?
No.
Because I had this crisis of conscience today
uh-huh.
where Andy and I are building gingerbread houses, and I was like, we should be like men and like bake our own gingerbread house.
It's way harder than it looks.
Yeah, I know. I saw them do it on the Great British Bake Off. It doesn't look fun.
And they have to like measure things, and you have to cut, and it's
dumb.
The royal icing is always a pain in the ass.
Kevin, yeah. like as a part of race culture, Kevin, when we were racing down the
yeah,
streets,
yeah.
like I don't want to build my car. Right, I'm just here to race
it.
You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah,
I don't want to build the cake.
That's
I want to just build it. I don't want to bake the cake.
That's a pit crew's job.
Exactly.
It's to bake the cake.
Exactly.
You're fucking.
I'm a performer.
You don't yeah. want to manufacture anything.
I'm a performer, Joey. You know.
You really are. I was thinking about that the other day. I was like, you really have all the traits of a
Thanks.
Just a good,
super
a,
talented,
decent performer.
What would those traits be?
Charismatic.
Mm-hmm.
Shows up a little late sometimes, which yeah. is just cool. It's a cool thing to do.
It's cool.
Sometimes when I text him, he's still sleeping, even though it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Hey man, I went to bed real late.
Yeah, but that's a performer's lifestyle.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm.
You know, if I was a real stand-up comic, I'd have to actually be out past 10, but I refuse to. I refuse to do it. God damn it. I'm getting smoked by people. It's sad, like, to watch people that I started with, because I'm just not dedicating that much time to it anymore. I want to. I just don't have the energy. But to watch people that I started with, and I was like, this guy sucks. And now they're like going up every month or so at Punch because they're good.
You're
I'm
so
like,
jealous.
Fuck, I'm so jealous.
You got left behind.
I got left behind. You guys, will you hate me if I quit comedy? Because no. I'll never quit. I'm not a quitter.
Okay.
That's why I'm awesome at trumpet and awesome at comedy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Should we sure. take a question?
Oh, yeah. Let's do the questions. Remember, if you guys want to support us, go over to patreon.com/kindoffunny and back us at the, I guess, what is this? The $5 tier that gets you the questions?
Senor.
Just like Cody Peters from Chicago. He wrote in and said, what's that?
I met him
he's
in Fargo.
He has a lot
Dakota.
Of great questions. We may or may not have used two of his questions here. What's a couple of inventions or discoveries that hope to be a reality before you die? What would you like to see be invented or discovered?
Fucking flying cars,
before
man.
You die.
Dude, that would be so cool.
I want deep space travel.
And commercialized?
I mean, commercialized just space travel would be really cool, but I definitely want astronauts to be going deep into the solar system.
I like you said that ass.
Going deep into that. The ass solar, of the solar system.
The ass system? Of the solar system.
Like, I want them going to, like, Pluto, Kevin. I want them going deep
Is
into
Pluto
the galaxy.
Is Pluto a planet again yet?
No.
No.
It's okay. It's never going
to
be a planet
It is
yet.
To me.
But it's not.
Never forget.
A lot of it is just up to the user's interpretation
have we,
of
have
it.
We actually had any crafts leave the solar system yet?
Yeah, we had Voyager go out.
Did
right?
Voyager leave the... What's the belt that surrounds us? Oort belt? No.
The Milky
yeah, no,
Way?
Kepler?
Oort belt, Kepler belt.
Something like that.
Those are all right.
I love that, and I'm not... No callbacks to anything we watched or talked about earlier, but, like, colonizing would be cool. I would love to see that before I die. I would like to see us try... Not terraform, because that's not within our capabilities at this point, but, like, having a small group of people live on Mars would be fucking cool.
Yeah.
That would be really cool.
I just... I want to see... I want to witness that on the news. I want to see that these astronauts are going out, and this time they're going out. I guess the shot that always sticks in my mind NASA's Voyager 2 probe enters interstellar space.
Whoa, fuck, that sounds so cool. Mean?
That means it's out of our solar system.
And into someone else's solar system.
Well, no.
Get out of my car. Get into someone else's car, Kevin.
I think there's a lot of space in
Kevin, between. Do you know what it's like? It's like that scene from Fast 6, I think it was, where they pass the girl into one from one car to the other.
Like, the closest star is like 4 years away, like traveling at light speed.
Is
right?
it?
Yeah.
Or is it right here?
It's definitely not right here.
Or is it right here? I'll include you.
Yeah, there it is.
Okay. I need it.
The coolest concept to me is the fact that, you know, when we see something happen, it's like it happened 4 years ago, 5 years ago.
The light.
But we're just seeing it now.
Yeah.
That's such a cool concept. We talked about this one time, I believe on a long time ago on a morning show, maybe on an old GOG, but how if people left the Earth right now to go space travel, if they were going to Pluto, and then in, let's say, 10 years, we sent other people to Pluto, that they would get there faster.
Oh, because we have better technology propulsion.
And stuff. Oh, like, that's it's really cool.
I'd want to be on the people that go 30 years from now. Get there before everyone else. Fuck you.
Like, there's always cool concepts of people that are getting sent 50 years, but when they get there, they've already, like, there's already a colony there because that same, you know? It's like, whoa.
They're landing there, and there's already, like, life and
the colony's
a thriving,
So trying to solve it.
Kind of sounds like a scary
aliens,
movie.
Dude. Aliens, you know what I mean?
Colonizing other planets. Would you go, Kevin, if they were like, Kevin, we're colonizing Mars. You could actually live there. You're not going to die. Would you go?
Can I come back?
No. It's a one-way ticket.
I'm good. I like it.
But you can bring Paula.
No.
She can draw. They need artists on this planet.
Kevin,
good job. Good benefits.
What if it's an interstellar situation, the movie, where, you know, things are low. Like, we're low on quantities.
Kevin, we don't have food stores anymore.
Exactly. That's what I'm
they've closed down the 7-Eleven and Taco Bell.
It's looking grim, Kevin.
We're low on quantities, Kevin.
He needed to go for, like, actual, like, hey, we need to see if we can find out, you know, information.
Would you go?
I mean,
it's a one-way ticket?
I mean,
through a black hole?
It wasn't a one-way ticket, right?
But he didn't know that.
And I don't think he really had an option, right?
Yeah.
God, I was watching.
But he knew. Okay, so now it's the one, but it's very dangerous. There's a good possibility you might die, but you could save the Earth.
Am I the best person for the job?
Are we talking about Armageddon now?
Well, no, we're talking Interstellar.
Okay.
Because they had to find another habitable planet to move the Earth because the Earth was dying. So it's possible you can come back. I'll say it's a 5% possibility you get to come back.
Mm. Okay. But
if you win, if you get this,
if you win,
you get to be the guy that's saved or the guy or woman that's saved the Earth.
Humanity.
But you might. There's a 95% possibility that you can't come back. Would you do it?
No.
What if you got there and you're like, I discovered a new planet and all the guys look like Brad Pitt?
You don't pick somebody better than Brad Pitt.
Sorry. All the guys look like Jake Gyllenhaal.
Joey, all of them look like Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt is the lowest in the ugly standard. You know what I mean? I feel like that's still pretty good.
Yeah. I don't know that I would. That's
not all, okay. Attempting. Okay. All of the guys look like Ryan Gosling.
I feel like you're just really minimizing.
And they all really want to dance for you. You land and just go, oh, pa 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 da, pa da, pa pa pa. You're like, no, it's all La La Land.
I don't know if that's a dream or a nightmare.
I love La La Land, but I can't watch it over and over again.
So sad.
I would love to see
but,
that.
Like, good.
Anytime anyone does anything with space exploration, and I love how all of it's being privatized right now. I'm sure it'll be corrupted eventually, but I fucking love it. It gets me. Elon Musk fucking SpaceX and shit up into the air. I'm like, yes, let's go.
I thought you were gonna say, look, there's a 5% chance that you'll live, but there's also a 95% chance that Elon Musk is gonna call you like a creeper. Because didn't he call that one guy in the caves
the guy that was trying to save the miners?
Yeah.
He dialed that back, though, I think.
Yeah,
they sued the shit out of him.
They sued the shit out of him, but I thought he won.
I believe this. Oh, you're right. They did win recently in court, where it was like, technically what he said couldn't be taken as liable.
Yeah. I don't know.
That was an interesting dick measuring contest.
So funny where the guy was like, yeah, robots are stupid. And he's like, well, at least I didn't go to Thailand to fuck kids. And it was like, oh, shit.
And the guy's like, damn, dude, escalation. We're trying to save people's lives here, not talking about me banging kids. Would you go? 5% chance.
5% chance I can get to come back.
You get to come back.
But 100% chance that it's success, right?
No. Sure.
Now you're changing the game.
95% chance you might die.
No, I mean
5% chance you live and it's a success. But either way, you can't come back.
No, I don't like.
But you're gonna die on the Earth 20 years from now anyway, and you're gonna die by asphyxiation
I like
with dust.
So why would you not like just live those 20 years here?
Because it gets progressively worse.
Yeah.
So it's bad now. 10 years from now, it's unbearable outside. 20 years from now, you're holding one child you got left in a basement somewhere where the monster's attacking, and you got, am I going to let my child die? Or do I shoot this kid mad?
Do we have to be really quiet, too?
It's the end of the fog, or the mist, whichever one, where Thomas Jane's like, fuck, I'm sorry, and he just kills his kid.
Dude, it's the mist.
Oh, and then he goes out of the mist?
Oh, my God.
And it was all fake, right?
No, he doesn't go out of the mist. He sees something coming toward him, and he kills his kid. And then what's coming toward him are the people that left earlier. They found help. It's a horrible, it's so fucked up.
And like
the
mist recedes and like it's just a bunch of military people.
Have you seen? Yeah, oh, it's so good.
It's wow. I guess I don't need to watch it anymore.
No, you really do.
You should.
That's not telling you enough.
It was one of those, the mist was one of those rare movies where I'm like, oh, I'll turn this on. It was on HBO at like 8 o'clock and I was like, I have nothing else to do. Riveting. Wow. Great movie. Great twist at the end, though. Don't let anyone spoil it for you.
You're a fucking piece of shit.
Next question comes from Connor Strong. Says, what is your favorite and least favorite state you visited in the United States? Your home state does not count. What's your favorite and least favorite state? You don't have to say least favorite because I feel
Florida
like that's...
Florida sucks. Fuck you, Florida. Fuck you.
That seems extreme.
I like Florida. I spent like 3 days in Florida for my buddy's wedding.
Too hot.
It's awesome. It's such a nonstop party.
Mm. I'd say Washington is probably up there.
As favorite a favorite or least favorite?
A favorite.
Okay.
I like Washington.
You like that Seattle area?
Yeah, but I think one of my favorite things I did was 4 or 5 years ago, probably 5 years ago by this point, I did a cross-country trip from Boston to Austin, and I got to drive through a lot of the northeastern states. And just seeing the wilderness out there, driving on those like mountainsides and seeing these incredible landscapes. It blew my mind as somebody who lived in Texas his whole life and was just used to flat ground everywhere. Mm-hmm. It blew my mind. So I'd say like Virginia, Pennsylvania, all that kind of was
all the
awesome.
Vanias, all the us,
all the Anias. Yeah.
Joe, what about you? What's your favorite state?
I really like Tennessee and Louisiana.
Really?
I like the South.
I don't think I've ever been. Have I been to Tennessee? You would know. You do. You.
I don't think you've
run my life.
Kevin, you're the only 10 I see.
Kansas City is what I've been to. That was fun. That was party town.
Louisiana. It's just like humid as fuck, and that's the only thing I don't love about it.
Real tough. I'll give a shout out to New York. Love it.
New York's also great.
New York
is the best city I've ever been to. Weather sucks though.
Oh, I love it. I love that it has
the
weather.
Heat and humidity is so gross.
Yeah, it's also not super
like
fun.
When you go on the trains cold. And it's like you can smell the like grease as you're breathing.
I know
in.
What you mean,
like,
yeah.
Ooh, this is tough. But
the brake dust.
The coolest city I've ever been to.
I will never forget when I was in my little small baby band and we recorded an album in Jersey and then we had a weekend off, so we went to just visit Manhattan and coming out of the subway and our bodies are just drenched in sweat. Oh, we were all so fucking wet because it was so hot underground. And this is middle of July. It was the hottest thing I've ever experienced. And mostly because it was so muggy. You know, I'm used to Texas heat. I'm used to sort of that dry shit.
Yeah.
But this was like, I'm in a sauna right now. It was kind of miserable. Least favorite state? I don't really know if I have a least favorite.
I love Nevada.
I've never been to Vegas or Nevada. I don't really.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a knock against Nevada. I'm sure
there's nothing really to do except for Vegas. And Vegas, really only for 36 hours.
Yeah.
That is like a lot.
I'll agree with you. And again, not a knock against Vegas or Nevada. I don't need to go back ever unless there's a specific really good reason. I've just been to Vegas so many times and I'm just like, there's nothing there for me.
I want
to
go once.
I'll go with you.
Cool.
I have a feeling you'll have an opportunity to go to Vegas.
Again, I'm not knocking it.
Are you hinting something?
But if you said, Nick, you can go to Scottsdale, Arizona or Vegas, I would pick Scottsdale probably.
I like
I've
Vegas.
Never been to Scottsdale. I've only been to
Phoenix. It's the Irvine of Arizona.
You know what?
Phoenix was very fine.
Well, the world tour, we went to New Mexico. I'll say New Mexico is my least favorite state.
Did we go to New Mexico? We went to Scottsdale, Arizona.
Arizona. Phoenix.
Yeah.
We went to Phoenix. Right? No.
No, we went to Scottsdale. Phoenix. Well, I think we stayed in Phoenix and like I think the thing was in Scottsdale or vice versa.
Anyway, I'll say
they're
Arizona.
All right there.
I'll say Arizona's my least favorite.
Tempe?
Only because it reminded me a lot of Texas, but it wasn't Texas. So, like, I wasn't home, but it looked and felt a lot like Austin.
But
when we were downtown in that place, it looked exactly like downtown Austin.
But we spent 4 hours in a Walmart, got snacks, and watched The Office afterward.
And nobody cared that we were recording.
Not only did they not care, but they wanted to be in it. They wanted to. Shooting something that can get me out of this hellhole?
Yeah.
I'm in. Can I be in it?
Yeah, it was great. They were walking over. I was like, oh, they're going to tell us to turn off the camera. Yo, what's up, YouTube?
Go follow your boy. Cody, one more question. Cody Peters from Chicago, and then we'll wrap this bad boy up. You have just sacrificed yourself to save a complete stranger. An example is you took a bullet for them, or you pushed them out of the way from getting hit by a bus, but you yourself got hit by the bus.
This doesn't sound like anything any of us would
do. You have 30 seconds to a minute to explain to a stranger what you want to say to your loved ones. What do you tell them?
I would look at them and tell them that I was being framed for murder, because this doesn't sound like anything I would ever do.
Joey's not heroic at all. Andy, what
not
would
for
you...
a stranger. If it was somebody I knew.
So I'm Joe Blow walking and I'm looking down at my stupid phone because everyone's so fucking glued to their phones that they don't ever go when the light's green. And
I
they
always go,
on the...
hey!
Yeah,
like,
yeah, exactly. Or and I'm about to get hit by a bus and you go to pull them, and as you pull them, you don't know your strength. You pull them too far and the counter pull pulls you in front of the bus. You get hit. You think you're going to die. What do you say? Hey, Matt, come here. I need to tell you what to tell my strangers. Or what's tell my loved ones? What do you say? Tell my mom what?
This is really dark. I would say, I don't know, man. So, I hope they cancel the student loans. Hope you don't have to pay those anymore. Because that would be like, you know, kind of, you know, pouring some salt in that wound.
Mm-hmm.
Like, man, your son's gone, and now you also have to pay all these student loans.
Yeah, you could sell my car. It'll be worth quite a bit. Got great gas mileage on it. It's a good Honda.
It's very good resale.
AC doesn't work, but you can get that fixed pretty easily.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, my
your AC went out too.
I think it's just out.
My AC doesn't cool.
It might just be out.
You might have to Freon. You just get recharged. $40.
There's a Honda place near Greg's place, and I've been wanting to take my car.
A Honda service center?
Yeah.
You can do it. It's gonna be more expensive, but I take mine to there sometimes.
There's a garage down the street that's been really good to me for like the last year.
Yeah, but it's like, here's my thing. I fucking hate this city and parking and driving in small claustrophobic areas.
But a daily city.
It's literally like three lights down.
That's where my mechanic shop is.
Yeah, but like, what if I get there and they're like, sorry, bro, like, we don't have any room. What do I do?
You call ahead.
You literally just call, like,
hey,
this is what I need to get done. Also, anytime I've called, they've been like, you can drop it off this afternoon.
Anyway, so I'd be dead. I'd be like, mom, pick up my car at the place near the studio. My car's there. It was getting worked on. They were fixing the AC.
They're going to charge you a storage fee if you don't pick it up in 4 days.
Yeah, you might have to pay that. So sorry about that. Also, I'm just trying to think of things to give away. Like, because I don't have a will.
Yeah, I don't have one either.
I would try to, in 30 seconds, 30 minutes, let's make it 30 minutes.
30 minutes.
explain.
In fact, you know what? While we're at it, you don't even die.
Okay.
You don't even die. You live through it.
I need to explain to this gentleman everything he needs to take away. Delete my browser history. Holy fuck.
I think we're past that, though. I think everyone knows we're all perverts.
Yeah.
If my wife saw my browser history, she'd be like, yeah, this
Do
makes
you even
sense.
Think she would look?
She wouldn't care. She does not care. She knows. We you know what I mean? She knows. It's disgusting.
When she goes out of town for the weekend, she knows what's happening the second she leaves that door.
Out of town, into the next room, same difference. Doesn't matter. I would say
what
I would
look. Who would you will away?
I would look
like, who would you give your guitar to, Andy?
My electric guitar, I'd give to, no, my nephew. My nephew or nieces.
Probably me, because the magic transfers down. KFAF.
Doesn't work that way. Yeah, I'd give it to my nephew and nieces. A lot of my stuff would go to my nephew and nieces. My computer, my gaming stuff.
I thought we meant more to you than that.
So I get nothing?
Do I get my Elite controller back?
Oh, yeah. I still have that, huh? Feels great, Joe. Really digging
I'm sure
it.
It's covered in layers of hot Cheeto dust.
Yeah, there's a lot of hot Cheeto dust all over the controller you gave me. And also,
snort that thing.
I've been using it to play a lot of Halo Reach.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Reach Nick, what are you going to will?
I wouldn't will anything. I would just look that stranger. Because I'm married to my wife. She gets everything. California state law. I would look that stranger in the eye and say, I need you to deliver a very important message to D, to my wife. Okay. Tell her that, yes, it was me that ate the cherries that one time. She'll know what I'm talking about.
Ate the cherries?
Yeah. She buys cherries sometimes.
and
sometimes at night I get snacky.
And you lie to her?
It's right.
You don't have anyone else that lives with you.
It's not a good lie. But if you just deny, maybe she'll start thinking, maybe I ate them.
Are you trying to gaslight your wife?
Do you have secret meals? Because again, I listened to the Dan Le Batard show, and one of the producers on the show, he's a little bit chunky, and he talks about how his wife hates it when he has secret meals. And so like, do you ever sneak in meals? He's like, oh, all the time. Yeah. And I think my wife knows, but I try to hide it. But on the way home, yeah, I'll stop by Wendy's, pick up a little 10 piece, try to eat everything, throw it all away in the restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
And then drive home and act like, oh, dinner time. Cool.
It's Kevin does that all the time. Literally every time Kevin and I go to the movie, he's like, how do you feel about stopping over to get an Itzit? I'm like, I don't want one.
And then I get an Itzit for me and Joey, and then I say, Joey, don't tell Paula about this. She's like, I'm not even talking to Paula. Paula's not even here.
Crap. Every single time.
Kevin, you're all about them secret meals, huh?
I love secret it. Meals, secret lives, ladies and
We're
gentlemen.
We're not done. We have time. This is including the pre-show.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you said you want to wrap it up.
No.
Oh,
more
cool.
More questions?
No, we don't have any more. Well, I mean, I can find more questions, but we could just get you that. No, I don't do secret meals with my wife because I'm not subtle, and I'm a bad liar.
You're a bad liar.
I'm a bad liar.
You're a horrible
So
liar.
If I were to do that, also, I'm not ashamed of overeating. I've come to terms with the fact that occasionally the snack monster comes out. Like, I've been, and Joe saw this earlier today. Joe came around the corner and saw me fucking elbow deep in a box of cracked pepper olive oil Triscuits. Oh, these are the best fucking things ever. And my wife just keeps finding these boxes at home. She'll like open the cupboard, there'll be like a half-eaten one and then a brand new one. She's like, did you get another box of the Triscuits? And I'm like, I can't stop eating the Triscuits.
Just to be clear, I'm not ashamed of it. It's just I get in trouble. You know what I mean?
I think I'm also an adult. Yeah.
And again, I get to make my own choice as long as I don't get caught.
Yeah.
Also, that's what being married is. Circle of hell is when Kevin does that and Paula's in the car and then they argue about it. And then it just makes me rethink my entire life.
The thing is this, Kevin, I've seen this happen. And Kevin never lets in. Kevin isn't like losing an argument. We know this about Kevin.
No.
Okay. He will fight you until both to mutual assured destruction. But with Paula, she gets so disappointed. And then part of him's like hurt, but then the other part of him's like, I can't give her an inch on this.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I give her an inch now, then the next time I want to have four Itzits, she's really going to give me shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it is chaos. And I am the opposite, right? Where I look for my wife's approval so much that if I'm about to eat something bad, like I will confess it to her and we'll go through the whole cycle. And if her still not caring about what I eat, she doesn't give a fuck.
Call her about the Triscuits.
Oh, I told her about the Triscuits. Well, here's what happened.
Okay.
Last night, I was like, I want some Triscuits. Stopped by the Molly Stone, got a little pre-made burrito. And I was like, you know, good with this like 400, 500 calorie burrito, a whole box of cracked pepper Triscuits. I get it. I'm like, I'm not getting the whole box.
I'm trying to picture this box. Kevin, can you Google this box for me?
It's pretty. It's like Shopkins.
It's literally in the back, right?
Yeah, I'll get you one later. You can try it. They're good, Poppy. And I go, I get them. I eat like half of them. And I'm like, you know, I'm just going to put them out there. I'm going to bring them to work the next day. My wife and I had a thing to do this morning together. And I was like, oh, shit, I forgot the cracked pepper Triscuits. Can you run back up there and get them? She goes, no, we're good. I was like, okay. Then I called her later in the day. I was like, hey, I bought another box of those Triscuits so you can have some if you want. She goes, good, because I ate the whole thing. They're gone. I was like, that's why you didn't want to run back.
Are they
to me.
Textured like mini wheats?
Yeah.
But they're better. They're so that's not
the,
as.
The original, you know what a Triscuit is, right?
I don't know if I've ever had one.
They're like it's like a flat mini wheat.
You should go get the Triscuits and make Andy have one.
Do you want one?
Well, don't make him. Let him.
Well, you don't have to have. I'll get them for you.
They're good.
I'll try one.
Talk amongst yourselves.
I'd love to try one too.
Guys, let's all try one.
Because I
think the I really like the regular Triscuits.
Oh, it's the goat.
Because like the thing that I've been doing in order to try to be a little bit healthier, because I'm such a snacker.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all about. I can't leave a CVS or the Smart and Final without getting a little bag of something, mm-hmm. right? And I wish I could buy like crunchy oxygen, like if they sold that, because I would buy it just so it's something that my mouth could feel.
How do you feel about popcorn?
I love popcorn, Joey. Love popcorn.
Because that's the other. You could just like pop, like really, like.
I love the skinny pop. Love skinny pop. Yeah. I guess the thing that
Do you know
I,
that they have like holiday flavor skinny pop now?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
The thing I buy Wheat Thins. I've been buying reduced fat Wheat Thins.
Mm, see?
And those really are good too because they're crunchy.
I think the Triscuits are better than Wheat Thins.
I think these Triscuits are better than the Wheat Thins.
I think
even
regular Triscuits are better than Wheat Thins.
They look like future food.
They do. That's why I like it.
Like Soylent Green or something like that.
Now, I'll say this, though. You're going to be a little disappointed you don't have something to drink with because the one knock against these is they suck all the moisture out of your mouth.
My mouth's so dry.
Try it. Put the whole thing in there and just get the flavor blast. Put the whole thing in your mouth. All together. On your tongue. Flavor blast. You feel the tang? Feel the zing? Describe what you, describe the emotional state of where you're at right now. Where, what are you feeling?
My mouth is so dry.
It's so dry, right? You can't even talk.
I.
It says on the box, do not eat while podcasting.
I don't love the flavor, but.
You see how it's addictive, right?
But I can tell that if I were to eat this in other flavors, I would enjoy it.
Well.
Because the texture. I'm all about texture.
You should try the regular one.
I'm all about texture.
So the original Triscuit. Do we need to rank the Triscuit? It's so fucking good. I used to, when I was a kid, this is how fat I was. As a snack, I would find the biggest plate I could find and make Triscuit nachos. But what I would do is I would lay them perfectly out.
Nachos.
I would lay them. I would lay them. I know this is the kind of shit you do when you grow up in Riverside.
But
you have
nothing
else to
do.
Instead
of cheese, it was chocolate syrup.
No, I would lay them all out perfectly so that they filled the plate like perfectly. I would even snap like ones so that I could like try to fill the circumference because they're squares. You're trying to fill a circular plate. Then I would take into the slices of Kraft cheese. Put them perfectly on it because one slice of Kraft cheese equals four Triscuits if they're squared. One. Put them in the microwave. Nuke them for way longer than they needed to, so they really like crisped up on each one of them.
I love crisp.
Let them dry for a little bit, like let them cool for a little
That's
bit.
That's my style.
And then I would hammer that whole thing and maybe go back for seconds.
Hell yeah!
I love overeating so much.
One of my
I miss that and smoking cigarettes.
One of my
so
favorite things my dad does.
We missed that video that Andy recorded the other
day. I was gonna make a video gold, fucking social gold, and Nick told me not to post it.
It's
Kevin.
Really upsetting because it's so good.
Nick unironically walked up to Cool Greg's desk, not trying to make a joke.
No. Kevin will understand this.
Not trying to make content for anybody. He just walked up to Cool Greg's desk, grabbed the box of cigarettes, and was like, "Oh, you smoke these, Cool Greg?" And then just started smelling them for about 20 seconds. And it was just like, oh, yeah. And I was like, oh, I have to make this a video. And then so I recorded him, and he was so disappointed in himself. He's like, don't post that.
Like, it's the nicotine winning a little bit.
It is. And it's because the way a cigarette, I mean, if you guys are out there that aren't smokers, you're probably familiar with cigarettes because you smell the smoke. That's a different smoke.
Whenever I walk by Cool Greg or Barrett.
That you smell that second that smoke on them, and it's not a very pleasant smell. However, the smell of the tobacco itself, the unburnt tobacco, it's kind of chocolatey, and it's like
sweeter.
It's sweeter. It's a much deeper, sweeter smell. I love it. When I used to smoke cigarettes, I'd pack the pack of cigarettes until you had like a solid half an inch of the tip that was packed in. You open it up and you pull the cellophane off, right? And then you pull the little paper foil thing off of it, and you get that blast of the smell of the tobacco in your mouth, and you're just like, you know, how they say that scent, the smell. Is the one sense that brings back memories.
Yeah, 80% memories.
You just get all of the fun times that you've had smoking cigarettes. You get that in that one just waft of the tobacco. And it is probably the last time I was actually truly happy.
Cigarette smoke to me is just takes me back to playing the local VFWs. And
What's a VFW?
Veterans of Foreign Wars. It's like a bar for where veterans go, but somehow, VFWs all across America just became places where local bands played. So, like, our local VFW, Boys Like Girls, played there. That's where we opened for them.
Wow.
Like, Chiodos, fucking
Silverstein.
Hidden in Plain View. Yeah, all those bands. Cigarette smoke just reminds me of being in a band back in the day and being around all of my friends who smoked, being around.
I love it.
Being at venues and having and meeting other people in bands that you didn't know that you're just, oh, cool, thanks for, oh, good show, man. You all kicked ass. And everybody's
like smoking.
The
social aspect of
it. Yeah, absolutely. After the show, you're like, you just finished loading them in all your instrument. It's just, it was a horrible smell. Also, cigarette smoke reminds me of, I went to go watch the Dallas Cowboys play in Dallas when I lived in Austin. They played in Dallas against the Redskins, the Washington Racial
Slurs.
Came across
Emmett Smith just having a cigarette. Yeah.
They played on Thanksgiving, and we went to go watch this game, and Robert Griffin III just destroyed the Cowboys, and it was such an awful, demoralizing game. And the next day, the game ended, like, let's say, I don't know, 7 p.m., 8 p.m. We had to drive back from Dallas to Austin, and I worked at 2 a.m. for Black Friday.
Terrible.
Ooh.
It was fucking miserable. And the whole time, I'm in the back seat with a fucking chilly-ass winter air because they have the windows down. My friends have the windows down because they're smoking cigarettes. And I'm getting cold-ass wind and cigarette smoke in my face.
And occasionally ash or ember.
And I got sick.
Of course you did.
I got strep throat.
Because you weren't smoking. See, I bet the guys that were smoking didn't get sick. They were keeping themselves warm from the inside out.
So like seven hours into my whatever 14-hour shift at Best Buy, I had like straight up just strep throat and like infection. And I was like, I have to go home. Like I feel like garbage.
That
right
shit
now.
Is no joke, man.
It sucked so bad.
And what's sad is you're addicted. Even when I used to feel like that, when I'd have like, I'd feel myself getting sick. I'd be like, I still have to smoke because I'll feel worse if I don't smoke. Isn't that sad? Oh. That's why I tell people, I'm like, don't start
even
smoking.
If you're all like stuffy and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, because you still feel withdrawal symptoms where like I want one.
Awful. Doesn't sound like
awful.
Whenever I see people smoking in hot weather, I just think, oh, that's gross.
It is.
The only time is, so it's great during two times. When it's like right now, after this podcast, it's cold outside, crisp, nice night. Love to go out there on that
smoke
patio.
A little pack of heaters.
Just a couple minutes. Just one. Like what Kevin and I used to do, we'd have one, and then we'd give each other a look. Just have one more, right? Just have one more.
Can you
one
call them heaters for now? Stu Gotts calls them heaters.
Heater
it's my favorite thing
gun.
In the world.
Isn't that a gun?
No, they call it a cigarette. Yeah, just I had a little pack of heaters after this.
That's like, awesome.
Heater is just my favorite word for it.
No, but the nights are, well, the mornings that are crisp and the nights that are crisp. But the best time to smoke is like 2 o'clock in the morning, Southern California, dead of summer. You just got out of the bar.
Especially
everyone's
in
a little,
Riverside where it's like, that's finally when it cools
down. It's like, it's a cool 69 degrees outside. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, we're going to stay up all night.
But
and
it's
just
30 degrees cooler than it was during the day.
I know, it's so good. Oh, I miss it so much. Don't start smoking, ladies and gentlemen. Don't ever do it. Because once that wicked temptress gets her hands on you, she never lets go. And you don't want her to.
I've taken like 3 puffs from cigarettes in my life.
You felt cool,
like,
huh?
And I was just like, why? I don't get it.
Because it's cool.
I don't get it. Because
you're used to smoking all that weed.
Yeah, that's true. Big pothead.
Speaking of potheads, ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Kind of Funny Podcast. If you want to hear about all of our weed adventures, hey, you got to go over to patreon.com/kindoffunny and back us so that you can be a part of the pre and post show. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you guys so much for joining us. Until next time, it has been our pleasure to serve you.